I'm Robert Sickles, and I'm here with Kinda Kiefel, and this is the cold open number 37, in which we delve into part five of Zack Snyder's cut of the Justice League, this chapter being called All the King's Horses, which I suppose means they're all back together again. But Kinda, tell me what you thought about this chapter.
I mean, there is an exciting thing always when the team is back together again, and the sort of exhuming Superman piece is so interesting, especially when we hear Barry say that Superman is his hero. There's something so awesome about a superhero calling another superhero their hero. So I especially liked the exhuming of the corpse, especially when Barry wonders if Diana might go for a younger man, and Cyborg says she's 5,000 years old, every guy's a younger guy. And I really liked that line. But I thought this had a little more drive than part four. And I really did love the resurrection, the Jesus-like resurrection, baptism, super electrified resurrection of Superman. That whole sequence is quite beautiful. And even the sort of electricity, if you will, of getting back onto Superman's alien ship and their sort of heist in getting into Star Labs and all of that. I thought this had some momentum to it. I thought it was exciting. I think it's interesting that Superman is resurrected dressed as Bruce Lee. So I'm excited to hear your thoughts on this resurrection sequence. Robert, what do you think?
Well, so I think this, like, the dirty little secret about DC Comics is Superman is an unbelievably boring character.
Yes.
And that, I think, is writ large in this film. Superman looms over it as the ultimate entity as concerns power in the superheroes of DC Comics, but he is just not an interesting character. He has no flaw. There's nothing wrong with him. He's all powerful. He's always good. He doesn't ever seem to be conflicted. He doesn't ever seem to have moments of searching the soul. And there are certainly some of these in the comics over the years, but he is just unbelievably bland as a character. He's barely in the film. He does not talk much at all, a little bit, but not a lot. He looks the part. I think the casting of Cavill is amazing. And he's an actor that I think can be quite fun. He was in the Guy Ritchie adaptation of The Man from U.N.C.L.E., and he was just charming and funny and light and had a real nice touch. And I thought he was the same in Fallout, right? In the Mission Impossible movie. He was the best part of that movie.
He was really fantastic. Yeah.
So he's not miscast. He just doesn't have much to do other than look amazing. And that... that only goes so far, even to the point, well, I guess we'll talk about the end when we get to the end, but I literally for this section, I had two notes, and the notes were: Superman is bland, Cavill looks great, but sheesh. That's it. That's all I took.
I mean, that sums it up. Another haiku that perfectly states everything. You're exactly right, because all the interesting stuff happens around him, not from him, right? He's kind of, even in the fight sequence when he reappears, he is the prop by which everyone else is more interesting. Even Aquaman, if he's in a different movie, still has some blood to him, some pulse, whereas I agree, it's such an odd sort of phenomenon, but I do think in an odd way it goes back for me to a sort of worshipy religious Jesus figure way of, like, this belief even beyond story. And I do think it's so hard to connect to Superman, even when we see him on the farm and all of, and we, even if he's humanized by way of Lois Lane, like, he is hard, even as well cast as you said as he is, to really care about in some ways, or, like, get behind as the ultimate power, right? And so it is interesting because I feel like each time the other superheroes talk about, you know, being nothing without him or being, I wish Superman was here, it actually kind of bummed me out for them. So I was like, you guys are pretty awesome on your own. So I don't know. It was, I felt like there was a low self-esteem by comparison to Superman that was misplaced because they are also interesting comparably. So
I would agree. And the other actors, and again, Cavill can sparkle, he can shine in the right role. The other actors all bring something to it. While I don't think Momoa is in the same movie, I definitely like the movie he's in.
Yes.
He just cracks me up. He's funny. And I think Gal Gadot is just so charming. There's just something about her that is just so likable. And I, honest to God, think Ben Affleck is the best Batman. I really do. I think he is. And I would argue that the Nolan trilogy are the best Batman movies, but that Christian Bale is the least interesting character in those movies, especially the last two, right? It's all about Bane and the Joker, Ledger and Tom Hardy. But he doesn't have a lot to do, Bruce Wayne, as Bruce Wayne in this, but he looks great. Like, he wears a custom tailored suit like nobody's business. He just looks like a million bucks. I love the gray at his temples. He plays the part, this really nice Affleckian mix between seriousness, soulfulness, and humor. He really does a nice job of blending those things. So I actually really do wish that there was more Batman in this movie. And I'm a little bummed out that he's not getting a standalone. I would love to see a standalone with the right writers and director, right? With the right kind of voice around him. I think it would be really wonderful. And Batman is a character that also has not always been incredibly interesting. But Affleck, I think, brings a soulfulness to his portrayal of Wayne that I would like to see a lot more of, that I guess it seems like we might not ever get again.
Which is too bad. That is such an interesting point. And I never thought about that, but I do really like him in this movie. He's got excellent rich guy hair too. Like, he looks the part, and he is someone I actually believe as Bruce Wayne too, which I never, ever, with Christian Bale, it was really hard to think of him in the normal world, and his hair was incorrect. But I do think that is such a great point that that Affleck can deliver a deadpan line about his superpower being wealth, that I do think is so much better and so much more embodied in an understated, interesting way. I didn't think about that. And I really appreciate you pointing that out, because he also, I feel, in an odd way, has better chemistry with Superman than Lois Lane does in this movie, as far as me being able to believe in their grudging respect, right? There's something that's much more connected about each of the way their screen presence matches each other. So I agree, though. I really love sort of the post fight sequence where all the sidewalk is smashed up and Superman is shot into the sky. The way that Momoa points at Barry, there's such a believability to his interactions, even, as you said, being in a different movie. And Gal Gadot, her way of trying to reason with Superman was one of the most I feel like I overlooked it the first time through, but a really lovely way of humanizing and calling him by his real name and trying to speak kindly. She has such an incredible voice too for all of those line deliveries, but I really appreciated their fight sequence in particular, because I felt like there was a connection too. So, well, thank you. Anything else? Oh, can I also say, am I correct in remembering that Martian Manhunter also shows up in this scene for some completely unnecessary reason.
I don't remember. Not okay. Not as Martian Manhunter. What does he show up as?
I think he's playing a cop, and he kind of flashes his red eyes witnessing this fight. And there is no point to it at all, except to be like, hey, he's going to show up later. But I'm pretty sure he is in the crowd of, like, you know, of the fallout. And it annoyed me so much because there was just no point. So just an odd placement here and there. So
I missed that twice in seeing okay. this movie. Now I'll have to check it out. Just one last thing about Affleck and Gadot. I think they have chemistry.
Oh yeah.
In there, I wish they had much more conversation between them, but they are just these two immensely likable actors that seem to have a real connection and an electricity when they speak to each other. And you just like, can they just have a relationship, please? Can we just see like the screwy hijinks of a romantic comedy featuring Affleck's Batman and Wonder Woman's Gal Gadot? I think that would be
fantastic. That's amazing. No, because there is more fire in their accidental hand touching, grabbing the mouse of the computer in the initial one. And as they're like getting the team together, they're like the awesome like mom and dad of this crew. But I agree, they have an excellent screen presence together. I would love to see that team together. I like that, Robert. Good thinking.
Well, let's wrap it up then. I'm Robert Sickles for Kinda Kiefel, and this has been The Cold Open Mini number 37.